Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Habits with Stephanie Brayman. I am a fitness motivator and wellness coach here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I have my own business called Shape and Shred at Just Fit Training Studios. We specialize in small group training, group fitness classes, personal training, nutrition, and online 21-day health and fitness accountability groups. I also mentor entrepreneurs who have a passion for health and fitness and who are looking to start their own business. So I want to talk to you today about the dreaded weight loss plateau. I mean, we have all been there. It happens to the best of us. The good news is that usually there's some simple and easy tweaks that you can make to your health and fitness routine that will help you to break through that plateau. I like to joke and say, you know, that's our biggest fear. You know, the biggest fear has come true. We are stuck. We have hit that wall. We're eating healthy, we're working out, and nothing is really changing. We're just stuck in that same spot. And it gets very frustrating. But if you can look at it objectively and ask yourself a few questions and then try to problem solve that way, you'll find an easier way to get through it and hopefully not get stuck there again. So it's pretty common, like I said, but it's fairly easy to get through. And so a lot of times what you're going to have to do is to switch up your diet and exercise plan if you want to continue to slim down. I know it kind of sounds overwhelming at first because maybe you just got it all down and now, oh gosh, now I've got to change it again. There really is no need to worry. Busy be done with simple steps that can help you ditch those last few pesky pounds. So the first thing I like to tell people is to be smart about their snacks. Look at what you're snacking on during the day. I think that snacks are a really big part of your healthy eating throughout the day. I do recommend to most of my clients that they have breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, and dinner. So snacking is not bad. It just could be what we're snacking on may not be helping us to achieve our goals. So maybe you want to replace crackers. Even if they're healthier versions, the lower fat versions of some of our favorite chips and crackers almost can be worse because they have a lot more ingredients in them that are not healthy for you. They also could be filled with more sugar, and having that sugar is going to keep you wanting more and more. So think about replacing those crackers, chips, and granola with fresh fruits and vegetables. That they can really help you to overcome your weight loss plateau because they'll help you to decrease your daily overall calories. So maybe you're thinking, I've got my 5 meals throughout the day, I'm doing great, but maybe you're indulging a little bit too much in them. Maybe the portions aren't correct, or maybe you're just snacking on the right things that are not keeping you satisfied, and then maybe you're going back for seconds. So my favorite snacks is to really pair like a healthy fat with a fruit or a vegetable. It helps to keep you full longer, helps to also keep you on track to reach your goals. And I love snacks like that because most of them are portable. So you can pack them in your purse, your lunch bag for work, or your gym bag. So I love veggie sticks with hummus, apples or bananas or celery with peanut butter. Again, pair healthy fat with a fruit or vegetable to help you keep feeling full longer. I also like to tell my clients to trade in your Pop-Tarts for more protein. And I use that Pop-Tarts very jokingly, but those starchy, sugar-laden carb foods like those are void of satiating ingredients like fiber. Again, so they just won't keep you full and they might have you going back for more. It's almost like you get that taste of the sugar and the carbs. They're delicious, but they're very addictive. So you have to really watch that. You want to eat less sugar, fewer carbs, and have more protein-rich foods like lean meats, mushrooms, nuts, things like that that will help to keep you full a lot longer. Protein is also one of my favorite things to include in a healthy diet because it prevents the breakdown of muscle. So as you lose fat and the more lean muscle mass you have, the more calories you can burn even when you're resting or sitting or watching your favorite TV show. So to me, that is an excellent thing because don't we all want to be able to keep that high calorie burn all times throughout our day? Another thing that I like to tell my clients is to ditch the diet drinks and the diet foods. Again, I kind of just briefly touched on that, but a lot of the low-kale, low-fat, fat-free have a lot of extra sugar and a lot of artificial stuff that is just not good for us. We don't process it as well. And again, it just makes you want more and more and more. Cereal is that way for me. I'm not sure why, but I can have one bowl of sugar or one bowl of cereal and I'm not full afterwards and I want to go back for a second. I just recently read a Yale Journal of Biology and Medicine study that found that artificial sweeteners that you have in soda or other diet foods like low calorie flavored yogurts, they really increase your cravings for sweets like cookies and cakes, which is crazy. So we definitely don't want that. It's hard enough to kind of stay away from those favorite indulgent foods already. So you want to make sure that you're not eating things that are going to make you crave and want them even more. So try to stick with natural whole foods that will keep you full and keep your body burning at its best rate throughout the day. Another thing we fail to look at sometimes when we're trying to be healthy is we're not thinking about the role that sleep plays in to our weight loss. It's really an important role, and not getting enough of it can actually cause you to plateau. So I also just read a study that the Science Daily did, and it said that if you are well rested, your body will produce less ghrelin, which is a hormone that reduces energy expenditure and actually triggers your hunger. So you'll have less of an appetite and you'll end up burning more calories if you can get 7 to 8.5 hours of sleep per night. So I know that's really hard because we're really busy. And again, sleep is the one thing that I struggle with the most. I'm not a good sleeper overall. And it's hard for me to kind of wind down from the day and make sure that I'm getting in 7 to 8.5 hours of sleep. So what I've been trying to do is to just get off the computer earlier, turn off the TV a little earlier, have a solid bedtime routine. So when I start this routine, I know and my body knows it's time to slow down. It's time to get into that mode where I'm not feeling stressed or anxious or worried about the next day. It's time to relax. It's time to wind down, and it's time to make sure that we're getting in bed so that we're getting an adequate amount of sleep each and every day. Stress also plays a huge part in your weight loss. And again, being healthy is not just eating healthy foods and working out. It's being healthy overall in our daily life. So again, look at the stress you have. Stress is part of our daily routine. It's really hard to get away from it, but how we manage it is up to us. So we really can look at what are our triggers throughout the day? Where are our most stressful times? Can we change our schedule a little bit to help deal with that stress? Are there other little tools that we can use throughout the day? Maybe take 5 minutes and take a walk around. Get up from your desk, clear your head. Can you do some breathing exercises while you're at work? Whatever you can do to kind of calm yourself down and reduce those stress levels is going to help you. So stress can literally bring weight loss efforts to a halt because it prompts this fight or flight hormone, cortisol, and it causes it to spike, which then eats away at the lean muscle mass we've worked so hard to build. And it will also mess with your blood sugar and cause you to have more cravings for junk. So try again taking maybe a slow flow yoga class. Meditate. Take 5 minutes to read in a great book or a personal development book, or do anything that helps you to feel less stressed and more relaxed. Another thing we always want to do, and I do this quite often, because our body is really smart and it's very easy for us to kind of hit a rut. So sometimes you want to look at what you've been doing for your workouts. Maybe you're working the same muscle groups the same way throughout the week. Maybe you're not doing enough cardio. Maybe you need heavier weights. Maybe you need more rest time in between your reps. There are all these things that you can do that will make your fitness routine a little more challenging, a little more different, and it can kind of help jumpstart that fat burning and calorie burning for you again. So I like to recommend HIIT classes, which are high intensity interval training, or something like metabolic conditioning, because these workouts have intense bouts of hard work and short recovery segments. So you're pushing really, really hard, maybe for 30 seconds, and you're recovering for maybe 10 seconds. And that's how you're doing the entire workout. I really also like to make sure that my workouts have a variety of cardio, core, and strength training in each and every one of them. You really do want to be using weights or body weight exercises. Again, the more weight you, or the more muscle you have, the more lean muscle you have, the more it's going to help you to, again, burn fat and calories. I think that these HIIT trainings and workouts that have, again, those intense moments and short recovery time also help you to stimulate muscle-building hormones, and that helps to fry fat. And isn't that what we're all trying to do? Again, look at what you've been doing. If you've been doing the same thing day in and day out, your body is used to it. You won't see any changes with that. Try lifting heavier weights. Take shorter rest between your exercises. Push yourself at a higher intensity in your current workouts, and that will help you to break through that plateau. I know it's a lot and it can be overwhelming and challenging. Again, it's just really staying on top of it, doing little things that will help to get you past this little speed bump that there is. You know, it's not a time to just give up and say, I'm throwing in the towel. You know, I've done all I can done. Do these little things. Try one thing and implement that in. Maybe work on your sleep first. Tackle that and then look at your stress levels. Is this something you can do differently? Can you manage your stress better? Okay, look at your diet. Maybe write down what you're eating every day in a food journal. So you can really look at where maybe you're having some triggers that might be causing you to overeat, or look at your patterns throughout the day.
90 seconds.
Do anything that you can to really pinpoint where you might be struggling so that you can make these small changes for big, lasting results. Again, I am so happy that you joined me today. Great tools that you can use, that you can try. Don't try to do them all at once. Again, make small little steps in the right direction, and sooner or later, you will be exactly where you want to be. I am Stephanie Grayman with Shape and Tread, and I am here on the third Wednesday of every month at 1:30 p.m. I am so glad you joined me. I hope you will tune in next month. I hope you have an amazingly fit and healthy day. Thank you.